What beckoning ghost along the moonlight shade invites my steps and points to yonder glade? 'Tis she! But why that bleeding bosom gored? Why dimly gleams the visionary sword? Oh, ever beauteous, ever friendly, tell, is it in heaven a crime to love too well? To bear too tender or to firm a heart? To act a lover's or a Roman's part? Is there no bright reversion in the sky for those who greatly think or bravely die?
Why bade ye else, ye powers? Her soul aspire above the vulgar flight of low desire. Ambition, first sprung from your blessed abodes, the glorious fault of angels and of gods. Thence to their images on earth it flows, and in the breasts of kings and heroes glows. Most souls, 'tis true, but peep out once an age, dull, sullen prisoners in the body's cage. Dim lights of life that burn a length of years, useless, unseen, as lamps in sepulchres, like eastern kings, a lazy state they keep, and close confined to their own palace sleep.
From these, perhaps, ere nature bade her die, fate snatched her early to the pitying sky, as into air the pure spirits flow, and separate from their kindred dregs below. So flew the soul to its congenial place, nor left one virtue to redeem her race.
But thou, false guardian of a charge too good, thou, mean deserter of thy brother's blood, see on these ruby lips the trembling breath, these cheeks now fading at the blast of death. Cold is that breast which warmed the world before, and those love-darting eyes must roll no more. Thus, if eternal justice rules the ball, thus your wives and thus your children fall. On all the line a sudden vengeance waits, and frequent hearses shall besiege your gates. There passengers shall stand, and pointing say, while the long funerals blacken all the way, lo, these were they whose souls the Furies steeled, and cursed with hearts unknowing how to yield. Thus, unlamented pass the proud away, the gaze of fools and pageant of a day. So perish all whose breast ne'er learned to glow for others' good or melt at others' woe.
What can atone, O ever injured shade, thy fate unpitied and thy rights unpaid? No friend's complaint, no kind domestic tear please thy pale ghost, or grace thy mournful bier. By foreign hands thy dying eyes were closed, by foreign hands thy decent limbs composed, by foreign hands thy humble grave adorned, by strangers honored and by strangers mourned. What though no foreign friends in sable weeds appear, grieve for an hour perhaps, then mourn a year, and bear about the mockery of woe to midnight dances and the public show. What though no weeping loves thy ashes graced, nor polished marble emulate thy face? What though no sacred earth allow thee room, nor hallowed dirge be muttered over thy tomb? Yet shall thy grave with rising flowers be dressed, and the green turf lie lightly on thy breast. There shall the mournful earl earliest tears bestow, there the first roses of the year shall blow, while angels with their silver wings overshade the ground, now sacred by their relics made.
So peaceful rests, without a stone, a name. What once had beauty, titles, wealth, and fame? How loved, how honored once avails thee not. To whom related or by whom begot, A heap of dust alone remains of thee. 'Tis all thou art, and all the proud shall be.
Poets themselves must fall, like those they sung, deaf the praised ear and mute the toneful tongue. Even he whose soul now melts in mournful lays shall shortly want the generous tear he pays. Then from his closing eyes thy form shall part, and the last pang shall tear thee from his heart. Life's idle business at one gasp be over, the muse forgot, and thou beloved no more. The romantic poet Alexander Pope lived from 1688 to 1744. The name Pope Crater was never approved by the IAU.